For a state-supported institution,
that's good. That's good. A heavy number.
That's a lot.
Right.
As a matter of fact, at SIU in Carbondale, which is the SIU everybody knows about, was considered a black school for years because they had 20%. And I never could understand that. just one of those things. But and that's way out of the country. I mean, are you familiar with Carbondale?
No, I'm not familiar that much familiar with Illinois other than Chicago and Peoria and those areas, that particular area.
I don't know. Well, first off, I think it was a scare figure anyway for a lot of for a lot of white folks.
Mm-hmm. So they considered it black. This is black school, y'all.
Yeah, really. That's what it's like.
This year is a black school, y'all.
Yeah. It's what people are, I guess.
I don't understand them either. Well, for instance, Miami-Dade is a very Miami being such a progressive city, I think Miami-Dade is 13, 14 years old. But of its 13, 14 years, seven of the years was a separate institution. We had two campuses before we came here. We had a white campus and a black campus.
Right.
We had Miami-Dade Central at Central High School on 95th Street. And then we had the Miami-Dade Junior College, whose campus was located at Northwestern Senior High School, which is the only black school high school left in the city of Miami.
Is that de facto, or is it?
I don't think you can do anything because it lies predominantly in a black area. I don't care how they stretch the boundaries.
Right.
It will probably still remain a black school.
Which school is it?
That's Northwestern.
Okay. I was driving when I first got here. I drove around the area, street by street, and around the downtown area. And there was a very large high school. I think it's painted green and light green or something like that. Is that the one you're talking about?
Light green. I think off 95th Street, if you're.
No, this would have been right downtown, almost downtown, right just off the central city.
May have been Booker T. Washington.
Could have been. But it wasn't a totally black neighborhood, but it was an ethnic neighborhood. Like, there was a lot of Cubans and...
Okay, that was Booker T. Washington. That was once an all-black high school. But because of the Little Havana, as we call it, down Flagler, south end of Flagler, and around that particular area, the boundaries could be stretched to deal with de facto desegregation. So it's a mix. It's fairly mixed. It's a junior high school now.
Do you have a lot of racial problems in Miami?
Yeah.
I mean, not just between blacks and whites, but between blacks, whites,
Cubans, yes.
Anything other. Mm-hmm.
There's a strong delineation.
Yeah.
There's a resentment.
I didn't mean that. I assume there's always going to be racial problems anywhere you go. But
yeah.
Serious problems.
Yeah, are not serious to the point of fisticuffs or, shall we say, violent activity, no. Other than in, for instance, like in the high schools, there was a period where we were having outbursts of violence triggering off. But there is still a very serious racial problem in the city itself. Or in Miami or Dade County, as you may put it, there's a heavy resentment against the Cuban population, a very together group of people whose language, by the way, seemingly made them the primary success that they are. The language factor in that English was not their native tongue. And they stuck together because, primarily, their language pulled them together. I don't think any great cultural ties or anything like that kept them together other than the language itself.